The Slavery Question on This Moment of Indiana History, presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, home to the new exhibit Hoosiers on Time and Life, examining Hoosiers that have graced the covers of these national publications and why they made headlines. More information at indianahistory.org. The Northwest Ordinance governing the territory that includes Indiana had outlawed the holding of slaves in 1787. The state's constitution reiterated that prohibition. In the 1820 case State versus LaSalle, the Indiana Supreme Court granted freedom to a woman who claimed her enslavement was a violation of state law. Nonetheless, during the 1850-51 Constitutional Convention, an 80% majority of Hoosiers voted to incorporate Article 13, which decreed in part that no Negro or mulatto shall come into or settle in the state after the adoption of this Constitution. In other words, African Americans, enslaved or not, were not welcome in Indiana. This ruling dovetailed with the Fugitive Slave Law, a federal regulation enacted the previous year that made it illegal to give assistance to runaway slaves and levied large fines on those who did. In spite of these attitudes toward African Americans, Indiana did play a significant role on the path to freedom. Positioned just north of the slaveholding state of Kentucky, and with plenty of roads and waterways running north-south, the state was a natural conduit for those fleeing north. In addition, a number of abolitionists, Quakers, and others who left the slave-based economy of the South to settle in Indiana provided stations along the Underground Railroad. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.